Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving if you're in the United States, and they celebrated that holiday yesterday. Today in the U.S. is what is referred to in the media as Black Friday, which is the day that people go out and shop like crazy for Christmas gifts and bargains and discounts and wait in line before the sun comes up. So if that's you today, I pray success and safety in what you're doing. For the rest of us, we'll probably be relaxing somewhere today. I want to talk to you about one of my favorite topics, the last phrase of Titus 3 and 5, the renewing of the Holy Spirit. And the word renewing there means what you think it does, to make new again. In the book of Revelation, it says that God makes all things new. And the reference there is not what many have done through an error-filled eschatological framework, where way out in the future somewhere, God will finally make everything new. And they'll say, He'll take this old planet and make it new. He'll take these people and make us new. That prophecy is not fulfilled 10,000 years in your future. That prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus. He is the sum of all prophecy. In Christ, all things are already made new. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. If Jesus is making all things new in Revelation, and Paul said, if a man be in Christ, old has passed away and all has become new. Why are we putting new way out in our future instead of new in our lives right now? What the Holy Spirit does is give a renewal, the chance to start over. The only real viable start over that man ever really gets in life comes through the renewal of the Holy Spirit. True, it doesn't take away the actions that you've done or the repercussions of those actions by friends, family, peers, coworkers, enemies, whatever, but it does give you the chance to see yourself in a brand new light. You are not guilty of what you were guilty of before you came to Christ. You are not the same person that you used to be. You are not defined by the same criteria that you were defined before you come to Christ because of the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Renewal is not the job of the new believer. You are not in charge of your own renewal, where you receive Christ and then you go do a list of functions by which you declare renewal. You don't become renewed. Though there are renewal processes you are involved in. Paul said in Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Make your mind new. Now notice, you make your mind new, but the Holy Spirit makes you new. Whereas you are renewing your thought processes on the things of God, the Holy Spirit is renewing you into the very image, the express image of who God would have you to be. So it's not by works of righteousness which you do, but it's according to His mercy that He saved you through a twofold thing. He washed you in regeneration, meaning He regened you, and He is renewing you through the Holy Spirit. The agency of the Holy Spirit is where everything happens. It's through the Holy Spirit, that divine presence of God is what I would call it. That's the Holy Spirit. He's not some inferior third member of the Godhead. He's the very express image of God through Jesus Christ, personified in you by the Holy Spirit. He is doing the renewal, making you into who God would have you to be. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.